Shana Tova. Today is Tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanot. And the mention of Tu Bishvat comes up in the Mishnah, in the first parak, first Mishnah of the first parak of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, where we're told that there are four Rosh Hashanahs every year, and the fourth of them is Becha Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, Kedivrei Beit Shammai. According to Beit Shammai, the new year for trees is on the first of Shvat. Beit Hillel remember Chamisha Sabo, and Beit Hillel say on the 15th. So the big question is, of course, what difference does it make whether there's a Rosh Hashanah for trees? Does that mean that they have to go to shul early and wear a kittel and sing all the Rosh Hashanah tunes? Presumably not. In actual fact, it's halacha as far as agricultural halachot are concerned. For Trumot and Masrot, the halakha is that you're not allowed to separate Trumot and Masrot from the produce of one year, from the produce of one year, from the produce of another year. The question is, when's the cut-off point for each of the years? So for fruits of the tree, it's on Tu Bishvat. Fruits that sprouted and flowered, blossomed before Tu Bishvat have to be have Trumot and Masrot separated from them together, and those that flowers after Tu Bishvat have to have Trumot and Masrot separated from them separately. There's also an afkamina as far as counting the years of Orla and Ravai are concerned, in terms of when do those 3 and 4 years conclude. So if one's not growing fruits or buying fruits, so Tu Bishvat has limited relevance. Nevertheless, it does find expression in a few halachot and minhagim. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Sim Kuf Lamed Alef Sif Vav, says that we don't say Tachanun on Tu Bishvat. And the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel Sif Katan Aleph and the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin says that you don't fast on Tu Bishvat, even if it's a Chatan on his wedding day, or Kala on her wedding day. Also, according to the Shulchan Aruch in Yoradeh, Siman Tav Aleph Sif Vav, we don't say Tzidduk HaDin at a funeral service on Tu Bishvat because it's a day when we don't say Tachanun. Interestingly, I saw in the Sefer Nitei Gavriel that Minhagim Bells is not to say Tachanun even on the 16th of Shavat. Now, perhaps the most well-known Minhag of Tu Bishvat is that to eat 15 fruits. It first appears in the halachic literature from Rabbi Nate Sarfat, French Rishonim or early Achronim in the times of the Beit Yosef, so 15th century. No mention of it prior to that, and it's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. But nevertheless, it is a well-known minhag. It appears in the Magen Avraham, Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Katan Tet Zayin, where he says, Sam Ashkenazim have a minhag lahar bot bimine peirot. To eat lots of fruit, doesn't mention specifically having 15 different types. But that's brought down in the name of the Arizal to eat 15 different types of fruit on Tu Bishvat. Though I also saw brought down in Sefer Nitei Gavriel in the name of Reb Chaim Vital that one should eat 30 types of fruit on Tu Bishvat. 10 of them should be fruits the way you eat the entire fruit, for example, grapes. Another 10 should be fruits where you eat just the outside of the fruit, such as olives or, I suppose, peaches. And 10 should be fruits where you eat just the inside, such as oranges or perhaps almonds. Also brought down that some people recite the 15 shehamalot whilst they're eating their 15 fruits. Also brought down that some people have a minhag to specifically make sure that etrog or etrog jam is amongst the 15 fruits that you eat. And also I saw a note that one can, or perhaps one even should, on Tu Bishvat make sure to drink coffee and also hot chocolate. Presumably one could be yotzei by eating chocolate, because both of those originate from the trees, And even though there's a whole question about what bracha does one say on chocolate, and we've discussed it a few years back on our Torah talk, and even though the minhag is to say bracha of shakol, we should at least on Tu Bishvat recognize that really it is essentially a fruit. So that's actually perhaps a nice way to finish today's shir by mentioning that maybe there's a halachic inyan to eat chocolate on Tu Bishvat. Presumably it's not really a halachic inyan, but perhaps a minhag inyan to eat chocolate on Tu Bishvat. Ad kan.